Good morning. Today is May the 8th, 2026, Friday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you'll open your Bibles with me today to the book of Proverbs, I'd like to share some verses with you, if I may, this morning out of Proverbs 31, beginning in verse number 10. The text reads, "An excellent wife, who can find? For her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She looks for wool and flax and works with her hands in delight. She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household and portions to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. From her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She senses that her gain is good. Her lamp does not go out at night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands grasp the spindle. She extends her hands to the poor, and she stretches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies belts to the tradesmen. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teachings of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, 'Many daughters have gone nobly, but you excel in them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates.'" May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, the text that I've just read this morning in your hearing speaks of a godly woman. A woman that excels in the things that she does in life. A woman that seeks after the will and the wisdom of God in all the things that she does. A mother, a daughter, a sister that reaches out and tries to exemplify the things that she does for God. The things that she seeks after are usually the things that God's will would have for her in her own life. She puts those others first. She may reach out, she may have those needs, but she always looks first to find if there's another around her that has needs that are even greater than hers. Beloved, this morning what I want to share with you this morning on this Mother's Day weekend is the attributes of a godly woman. Now, if there's one thing that I have some understanding of, is truly what I've just spoken. For my wife is such a godly woman. I say that not today in praise to her, but I say that today in praise to the God that she serves each day of her life. You know, so many times we see women in our lives, we see them at our workplaces, we see them at all the places that we may go and travel, and we may see them at a restaurant, and we may see them in many of the everyday activities of life. But you know, for us to learn and for us to understand the true heart of a godly person, we have to know them well. We have to see them at times of adversity. We have to see them at times when they're having victory. We have to see them at all times and through all things and through all circumstances. You know, I must say today, one of the most godly examples of a godly woman today in my life is my own wife. I give God praise each and every day for her, for the blessings that she is in the lives of so many and truly unto me. But you know what I have to seek God for every day for her, through prayer and through supplication, is for God to strengthen her, for God to continue to bless her, for she to continue to have that blessing in her life of strength, of beauty, of grace, of peace, of understanding. For as a mother, for as a sister, for as a daughter, and surely as a wife, she excels in all these areas. I give God the praise. I thank God for my wife. I thank God for all the godly women today that we know of, that I've had in my life and that I have in my life this day. I think of my own earthly mother that now has gone on to be with the Lord. I think of how in years past as children, she would always place the needs of us as her children, always ahead of her own needs. Food was placed on the table first before she ever made anything for herself. She would always make sure that her washing and her ironing and all was taken care of. For she would always make sure that our clothes were clean and ready for us for each day of school. You know, a godly woman, the word speaks of here, about an excellent wife, who can find? You know, I want you to know today as an example, as truth, that I know that I can give testimony to. There are many, many, many godly women out here in this world today. You know, reading through the book of Proverbs in this chapter 31, I read about the attributes of a godly woman, how she places the needs and the burdens that she bears for others ahead of her own, how she speaks of the fact that she is never idle, she's always active, she's always busy, doing the things and lifting up the needs of others before even herself. You know, so many times in life today, a lot of people we may know are self-centered. They may do the things that they desired, but you know, a godly woman, a godly person today, beloved, will always seek God first, and God will always show them the needs of others. Looking at verse 25, it speaks of strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. You know, a godly woman, beloved, today has peace. A godly man, a godly husband as well, undergirds that godly woman with the peace and through prayer and through supplication that we render as husbands and we render as sons and we render as fathers upon our wives and our daughters and our mothers. You know, in verse number 26, it says, she opens her mouth in wisdom and the teachings of kindness is on her tongue. It says in verse 27, she looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. A godly woman, beloved, will always seek after the will and the wisdom of God first. Beloved, this morning in this broadcast, I wanted to take a few moments and celebrate and praise God for all the godly women that I know that have been in my life and are in my life today, and surely my wife. I would ask God's blessings to be upon each and every one of you today. But I want you to know today, just as I remember of my own memories, of my own mother, I know what she's bestowed in me and what she's bestowed in you, beloved, your mom. I know she's bestowed lifelong treasures, lifelong blessings, and lifelong gifts that today we hold in our hearts so dear that this world needs so desperately, as this world today most desperately needs godly women. Father, we're truly thankful today, God, for your blessings. We're thankful, Father, today for this word. We're thankful, Father, today for godly women. Lord, we're thankful for all the many women in our own lives, Father, today. Lord, we're so humble today because of all the blessings, God, that we've seen from our own mothers and our own wives. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God, for providing these precious women in my own life. Lord, I thank you for the godly grandmothers. And Lord, I thank you today for my godly mother. I thank you today for my precious and godly wife, Father, today, that surely is an example, Father, of the blessings of the woman that I've just read. I give you praise, God. I give you glory, God, for these women in my life. I give you praise for all the mothers, Father, today out here in this land today that are seeking after first the will and the wisdom of God's love and God's peace. God, may you bless them. God, may you lift them. Father, may you encourage them each and every day of their life. May this day, this Mother's Day, be a very precious day as we celebrate a godly mother. Father, may you lift and guide and bless each one today with precious needs. Father, I would ask you to put your hands around them. Lord, we know of many examples, Father, of people that we've spoken with since our last broadcast that today, Father, stand at death's door. We'd ask you, Father, today to just lift out. Lift down a hand, Father, today. May you touch them. May you put your arms around them. May you bless and honor them, Father, for your name's sake. Lord, I would ask your blessings to be upon this day and upon this weekend. Lord, I would pray today that you would allow us to have that celebration of that godliness of a good mother, a great mother, Father, in our life that we know has been an example to us. Lord, I know that each and every one of us can look and think of a godly woman in our life, Father, that has molded and has shaped us into what we are this day. A godly wife, Father, that we wake each morning and we know and we see you working in her life as she works in the lives of many others. Father, may you be praised, may you be glorified and honored above all things, God. Father, I would ask you today to allow each of us to be faithful to coming to our church this Sunday, Father, during this Lord's Day. Would ask, Father, today that you would keep each of us, keep us in unity, Father. Father, we'd ask you today to just pour out your love, your grace, and your peace in all things. For today we come and we pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. It's in his name I pray. Amen. Thank you.